See, I'm going to teach on imagination today. When I'm done teaching on this imagination, angels will appear and come up to you. You see me? I told the Lord, I said, Father, as long as I have strength in this body, not in my spirit, because I'm not trying to hold it strong in my spirit. As long as this body has strength, I'll be present to you as a person. Thank you, Jesus. I will hear a short teaching. Then we'll go into the chanting. There are so many doors that open the realm of the spirit. Some of you now, to pray is easier. To pray is easier now. It's a portal that was opening the realm of the spirit. Spirit of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Today's topic is power of imagination. Someone say power of imagination. Say power of imagination. Thank you, Jesus. The vessel of strength you have given me, Lord. May I never remain ordinary in your presence, Lord. May I constantly be filled with the Spirit. May I never stop praying until I am drunk in the Spirit. May being drunk in the Spirit be a natural land for me. May our entire life be hovering around your presence. May your presence strengthen us even more. And when we appear to be weak, actually we became the strongest. When the winds, the mess, and its fullness listen to our commands as we obey your words. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 23, verse 7. King James. Someone said the power of your imagination. Say the power of your imagination. Before anything was created on earth, it was through imagination. Do you know that? Before this phone was built, someone imagined how it should look like. Madam, I need someone that is doing it. Who is into business here? Who is into selling of maybe clothes or shoes? Anybody? What kind of business do you sell? Or maybe you have done before, eh? Electrical wall. When you come to a place, often if you come to a place to wire light, for example, do you just buy wire and start wiring it? Or you sit and observe how the wire will go? Spiritually, you start seeing how it should be. So, and when I say, I want bulb here, automatically you start seeing the bulb. And you now say, all the bulb already in my kitchen, it will be better. But yet, the bulb has not been placed there. But with your eyes of imagination, you can tell, it's not fine. Now, if I say, let me put fan here. Will you ask me to put a rolling fan here? Because if I raise my hand, something will happen. But I've not put the fan and I've not raised my hand. So how are you able to know that it should not be nice there? Imagination. Have you seen, sir? See the power of your imagination. Imagination is the key to everything. When God said, He said, God saw that all were good. Everything He created was good. Because according to His imagination, that was what He wanted to see. So before God created anything, He imagined it. Is someone following me here? Before God created anything, He imagined it. Before someone built this phone, they will design it and design it until it is fine in the computer. Before they will build it. Before this thing that mommy is wearing, before it was invented, the person designed it and thought of it. Let me make the beat 5-5. Let me make the beat 3-3. Or let me make it 1-1. He thought of it before he built it. Are you following me? Before they built a house, before they will build a house, they will have what they call a blueprint. And it's based on imagination, out of corners from whoever, out of cafes and don't work. It is not there, but you are imagining, because you are imagining it is happening already. Praise Praise the Lord Jesus. This is, see, if you understand this power of imagination, there is no sickness you can't heal. Same thing, so if you pray for someone that is sick and not getting, don't give up, keep praying. It is not God's fault, it's your fault for not understanding how to do it. Keep learning it. If your faith is high and the person's faith is low, build the person's faith. Don't stop. Sometimes someone can say, hey, man of God, I'm having like I say, I'm not seeing her. Because truly, in my imagination, is not there. But it might take a process for the person to come to that understanding that it's not actually there. Praise the Lord Jesus. Proverbs 23, verse 7, please. Hallelujah.
For as it taketh in his hand, so is he.
He said, for as he taketh, as a man taketh in his heart. Now the heart here is not the spirit. In this context, the heart is not the spirit. Because you can't think with your heart. You have to think with your heart. The heart here in the context is talking about the mind, the soul. The eye of your imagination. Please read.
Eat and drink,
said he
to
thee,
but his heart is not with you.
Thank you very much. Have a seat. For as he taketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. See, whatever you think is what you become. If you see yourself as a poor man, you'll be poor. If you see yourself as a weakling, you'll be weak. The Bible says, let the poor say that I'm what? I'm rich. And let the weak say that I'm what? I'm strong. So, see, if you think that every time I go for an interview, I'll fail, you keep failing. If you think that because other people are doing this business and they're not succeeding, if I do it, I won't succeed. You do it, you will not succeed. Are you following me? What makes us unique is our imagination. If somebody walk into this place and slap me now, what will happen that will make me react after my imagination? Why are you slapping me? The first question. But if the person slapped on the just say, hey, damn. But if I not ask, why did you slap me? Are you following me? When someone walk in here and slap me, the first thing you think is this person a madman. But if you slap a madman, he will slap you back. And you will not start your competition of Islam. And the funny thing about the madman is that you will not be wanting the madman. It's only you that you are, that your sanity is clear, it will be haunting. Praise the Lord Jesus. The power of your imagination. So as you think in your heart is how you are. If you see yourself the way Christ sees you, you operate the same way Christ operates. And you should be blessed here. You know, when you talk about imagination, it's called imagination. 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 You know, all of us that think in pictures. Let's write something. The Lord is going to give you a car. Which car do you see now? Jeep. The Lord is going to give you a Venza. What color do you see? Red? White. You see? You know, even Tinker. The moment I said the Lord is going to give you a Venza, you saw white. The Lord is going to give you a car, she saw cheap. So imaginations are real. Are you following me? Imaginations are real. Everything is not real. The reason why some people cannot receive from God is because they don't have the strong imagination. When they say you are healed, you must see yourself healed. You came to walk. And the man of God said, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You must start seeing yourself walking. First for your imagination. You will stop thinking of how possible it is physically and start seeing yourself doing it. When I lay hand on people, I'll tell you, fire just came upon you. You are saying, how can I see the fire? In my imagination, I saw it happen. And because I saw it happen, it happened. In the eyes of the world, Jesus was just crucified. In the imagination of God, the sins of the world was taken away. Two things. One person. To the devil, I have dealt with Jesus. To the eyes of Jesus, I have dealt with the devil. To the eyes of God, he has paid the price. He's one Jesus on the cross. Three people seeing different perspectives. So unto you, he said, as a man thinketh, so he said. So whatever you think, he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Out of where? Your belly. It's where someone tell you, guy, in your belly, you'll be like, I'm not a river. But because in my imagination, you know that as I'm standing here, rivers of water, of life is flowing through me. So when someone is sick and I say, do I heal in the name of Jesus? Automatically, I see water leaving my body, entering that person. And I see a person being alive, and I leave him 2 days later, I'm going to heal. So what's the power of your imagination? If you get this thing I'm teaching you, wherever you go, you always excel. Have you ever wondered? Sometimes you want a particular thing from your father. You keep thinking about it. It might take time, but one day he'll do it. You say, exactly what I'm looking for. Exactly what I'm looking for. Exactly what I pray for. Because even in prayer, without your imagination, you can't receive from God. He said, when you pray, you must believe that you have received it. How is that possible if not imagination? Father, thank you for giving me a car. You didn't imagine if you have not received it. You must see that car standing. That is the only way. Next time you won't pray the prayer again, you won't repeat it. Because if you didn't see the car standing, the next time you say, Father, give me a car, God will be wondering, are you not seeing the car? Elijah said to Elijah, he said, what do you want from me? I'm about to leave. He said, I want double of the spirit. And Elijah said, if you see me, leave. If you see me when I'm taken, you have it. He said, if you see me, the power was not in the mantle. No, brother. No, sister. The power was not in the mantle. The power was in the sea. He didn't say, when I leave, I'll give you a mantle. He didn't say, when I leave, and my mantle fall, if you don't know. He said, if you see me, you have it. But if you don't see me, you won't have it. And something happened. Power change happened. If you use your imagination, this will change for you. Before Elisha followed Elijah, in his imagination, he saw greatness that he can collect from this young man. From this person, he saw greatness. How can Elisha come and in front of children and say, let a bear come and kill people? Where would the bear come from? Where, how? If the bear was there, how can they be playing football there? Or how can they be playing sport there? How can they be enjoying themselves? How can the children be playing there if there was a bear? In his eyes of imagination, the moment he said, let a bear come, he knows what is going to happen. He didn't even look at them to know that they would die. He said, let it kill them. And he also knew that he came and killed them. It's something happened in your spirit. So when he said, Father, open my ears, you must believe that God has opened your ears. For it is impossible to please God without what? Faith. And the only way faith can work is through what? Imagination. Now, okay, now look now. An angel is standing here. What color of angel are you seeing? An angel, the angel that's standing here. What's what color is he wearing?
White.
White. What color?
Gold.
Gold. What color are you seeing?
White.
White. What color are you seeing?
Silver.
Silver. What? Actually, that was the correct answer. The silver. That was the correct answer. Though we're all guessing, but that was nice. But now, you have to come, it's more like ash. But you know, you call it more like silver, but it's ash. Now, what happened? I painted an image of an angel that is beside me. You saw it differently. It doesn't mean that you are seeing wrong. First of all, you acknowledged that there was a presence of an angel. But the difference was that you are not seeing the color that you ought to see, but of a morning, you know it was there. So the correct answer was that an angel was present. The color he was wearing, I don't care. I saw gold, I saw yellow. Am I wrong? No. Are you right? Yes. How are you right? Because you see according to your imagination. Today, for about 2 hours, 3 hours, I was drinking in the Holy Ghost. So forgive me if I act drunk, because I'm actually drunk. Oh, Jimmy. Why are you doing this here when we chant? Kadosh, Kadosh. Maribana also took her. Let's look at 2 Kings 2, verse 9. Maritaka, Maribo Shata, and the Gote, and Karakatakate. Maribo Shate, and the Doro Soto, and Maribo Shate. Yarikana Oshete, and I was sitting. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are we there? Are we there? Like, there's a dimension this young man is going to enter, which I just saw now. It's going to happen. You're going to be in a dream and you'll be hearing keys. It's going to happen to you as well. I'm seeing keys in the realm of the Spirit. You'll be hearing melody. Whatever melody you hear in the realms of the Spirit, find a keyboard or record or whatever. I don't know how you do it. Print it to the realm of the physical. Chanting comes from the Spirit. Let me show you. You know how chanting works. An angel appears. Every song that is not executed by an angel, either heavenly or demonic angel. That is when you can write a song that it will make sense to you. The next thing you're like, let's hold this one. And you're wondering, just a song that you just thought of and you wrote it down, you sing it, and people are falling under their mouth. It's from the depth at which it is coming from. When a man of God preaches, he has to preach from the depth of the Spirit. And when it flows, then the river, there will be an outpour. It's someone there. 2 Kings 2, verse 9. So read. Are you there reading? Hold on. 2 Kings 2, verse 9. Okay, read.
And it came to pass when they were gone that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
Mm-hmm. I pray thee, let a double portion. No, hold on. She's not reading verse 10. Please read. Oh, you know what? Let me read. And he said, thou art asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me, when I'm taken from thee, it shall be done unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Say, so if you see me when I leave, whatever you have asked for, you have got it. Elijah never asked me to be so rich. Because Elijah was also anointed. Elisha was anointed by Elijah even before he was called. He went and anointed him. And whether Elisha released the mantle or not, Elisha will still be great. Because God already said that you will replace him. That means in the eyes of God, God knew that Elisha will act of the double portion of Elijah. So before it happened, God has seen it. So God knows your heart. God knows your heart. God knows your heart. He knows in the next 2 years you will do this. And because of that, he will begin to plant things in motion for you. You don't just meet him by coincidence. It's not a chance. Sometimes I'll tell someone, please, young man, please come to my ministry today. If you come, if you come, after two, you can go anywhere. And the person will wonder, why are you inviting me? I say, no, just if you have a chance, just come. You will not understand there is something you are about to drink from that God has programmed and destined for you. And when you say no, that hour will pass. A few years later, months later, they will still come back to your church and be like, you are going to invite them that time. And that thing you drink from, that thing that you're supposed to have drank from, cease. And you say, delay. It's not delay. It's that you have felt to be in the right place at the right time. Is someone getting blessed? See, if your younger brother has an anointing and you don't respect that anointing, it will never work for you. If your wife is anointed and you don't respect the anointing of your wife, it will never work for you. Other people come close to your wife and call it as anointing, you will not enjoy it. If your friend is anointed and you don't respect the anointing, it will never work for you. How hungry you are for the anointing depends on how you achieve things in life. And how does it work with your imagination? If I see this strong man, I have to be able to see the future of this strong man. As this guy is playing keyboard, I have to see that in the next 5 years, if I'm working with this guy, I will enter deeper in the spirit. I have to look at the people and say, in the next 10 years, if I'm working with the people, I'm going to be like this. I have to look at my wife and say, in the next 5 years, where will I be with my wife? You must see. That when you see, when you pray, alignment begins to happen in your spirit. Toward the direction, see, God is not just going to bend your will, except you ask Him to bend it for you. When you follow a man of God, you must see something in him forever. If you don't see anything, you don't follow him. And if you want to follow a man of God, follow him one to one back. Elisha followed Elijah, close range. But says, stay here. The Lord says, say, as long as you live, and as long as God lives, wherever you go, I follow. 3 times. And he collected the double portion of the anointing. And something happened after he collected it. The prophets saw him. He said, indeed, the spirit of Elijah rests upon Elisha. And they bowed down before his feet. You're not telling him, do you know your master will be taken away from you? He said, I know, but keep quiet. Do you know your master will be taken away from you? He said, I know, but please hold your peace. And now, when the power came upon him, the same people are saying, do you know, if I showed you, I had to tell him that he can prophesy. Do you know your master will be taken? They bowed to him and they said, please permit us to send 50 soldiers to search for your master, wherever your master is. And he said, no. He said, permit us, please. Automatically, the prophets submitted under Elisha. Because there is a mantle. If you follow a man of God, you must use your eyes of imagination to see beyond that man. I might not even know where I'm going to. I might be seeing myself that in the next 2 years, I'll be having about 10,000 people. You, your own imagination, might be seeing me having 20 million people. Because we walk as God leads us. And God gives you 10 members to handle them well. If you are not with the God, you go and rest. It's not by force. You can't do more than what God gives you the capacity for. What will it profit me? God said you handle only 20 members. And you handle 20,000. And out of the 20,000, 19,908 went to hell. What has the 20 members in the handle? You don't have any. That is why we don't fight for church. Church, the real church is you. This building doesn't matter. That is why we can be outside here chanting the Holy Ghost. People will walk past and say you are drunk. Trust me, if they step foot in us, they'll start drinking. David prophesied in a head. He just went, he was drunk in the spirit and he was, I think he saw clothes. Was it really your soul? Saul prophesied naked. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are you blessed? Thank you, Jesus. Mark 5:22-23. If you write it down, I'm going to summarize the story for you. The woman with the issue of blood. Perfect example of your eyes of imagination. But before we go to this woman, let's go to the book of Genesis. Genesis 6:5. Is someone there? King James. I'm sorry, I want to read King James. Verse 5. Pay attention to this. Hallelujah.
And God said to the wickedness.
And God saw the wickedness
of the man was great in the earth. And God saw the wickedness of the man was great in the earth. And that every imagination of
and the every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. So the everything, see all the mind, you see that, you see all the mind. He said that God saw that the imagination of men, what did he say? Imagine what? God did not see that men were wicked. He saw the imagination of men. Because whatever a man imagined, however a man thinking in his heart, so he is. God knew that if these people can think something wicked, they will be wicked. So when the Bible says that God searches your heart, it's in a way saying that God searches your imagination. You cannot kill someone if you cannot imagine how to kill the person. Before you kill someone, in fact, no arm robber will go and rob if you cannot imagine it. I say no plan can I say. Or say you give this dog, it's not this dog. Give one, Susa. They are not there, but they imagine it and they visualize. Because I say, Baba, but it's not there, but now. How? Imagination. Power of your imagination. Nothing could come into existence if God has not imagined it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Karamoshati, Baramoshati. Thank you, Jesus. And Genesis 11, verse 6, I read this one. Genesis 11, verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. See, imagination can make us one. Do you know how we can become one in imagination? If I show you what I'm seeing, you start seeing what I'm seeing. Watch this. I'm holding a paper here. Are you seeing this paper? There is something written with blue color on it. Can you see the thing written in blue color? No. Can you imagine the blue color?
Yes.
Look at the blue color. Are you seeing anything blue here? Are you seeing the blue? You're not seeing the blue.
Blue is
reflecting. Blue is reflecting. Blue is reflecting. Are you seeing the blue? But you know what I just did? I just programmed your mind to see what I'm not seeing. Imagination. What color am I wearing? Blue is the primary color. But what color is it? Exactly. So the blue was not here. The blue was my body. And so when I put it like this, it reflects through here.